News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We're bang in the middle of the school summer holidays, but is the break too long for students and parents? We're joined now to discuss this further by Laura Erskine, parenting expert. Laura, this discussion has been triggered by a lot of commentary from parents and other commentators in the UK that think they think the summer holidays are too long over there, and their primary kids are only getting their holidays now. Ours have been on holidays for a fortnight. What's your take on this?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. The school holidays are too long. In fact, the school holidays need to be overhauled in general. We're working off a system that has been around since the second industrial revolution, and we're heading into the fourth, and it's just not fit for purpose anymore. We're also heading into our third academic year throughout the pandemic, and we still don't know what this is going to bring for our students come September. The Delta variant is an uncertainty, so we don't know if there's going to be further school closures. And because of the lack of flexibility and the complete rigidity of the school academic year, we can't actually accommodate our students for education when it's actually safe to do so.
Assuming we do get back to normal post-COVID at some time, Laura, why do you think the normal school year, as we understand it, isn't fit for purpose anymore in terms of the holidays?
Well, when you look at it, every working parent gets about 21 summer holidays in terms of annual leave that they have to try and cram and structure their working year into the 8 or 10 weeks that their children are off school. And that's not to mention the 2 weeks that they get at Easter, the further 2 weeks they get at Christmas, and then the other midterm breaks. I mean, for example, my children were off for a week in February and a further week in May, in addition to all of the other longer school holidays. So that's impossible for working parents to try and manage. And therefore, they're then reliant on camps, they're reliant on relatives and babysitters. And we've seen during the pandemic that you can't rely on that outside support. So it needs to be better structured, both to accommodate families where there are two working parents, which is a large majority of the Irish population, given the high mortgages and rents that we now pay and utility bills. But also the academic year is just simply being crammed into such a short period that it's putting unnecessary stress on students around exams, around their learning, and they're actually forgetting a lot during their long summer holidays.
That may be the case to some degree. I take your point for secondary kids who have exams, Laura, and their holidays are longer in the summer. But primary kids, you know, they get 2 months. Are you basically saying that the teachers' holidays are too long?
I wouldn't like to criticise teachers at all, actually, because I think that they do a wonderful job. I think the academic system needs to be overhauled.
But how do you have kids on shorter summer holidays if the teachers are on holidays at the same time?
Well, this is it. Unfortunately, it does mean that teachers will have to work for longer hours, and they need to be remunerated and rewarded and trained appropriately in terms of their professional development. It all needs to be squeezed in, and more investment needs to be put into the education system. At the moment, we don't even have time in the school year, particularly in primary school, for physical education classes. So most schools only have time to do 2 half-an-hour slots of PE with their children, and this is just completely ridiculous when you look at the huge rise in obesity in children in Ireland.
I take your point, Laura, about the cost to parents in particular, if they've no other way of looking after their younger children in particular during long summer holidays. But there don't seem to be any educational consequences of the way our holidays are structured. We seem to have the same educational attainments as other European countries, and we do make up for the instruction time across the year. So is your argument on an educational basis, or is it just the financial cost to parents of trying to look after kids through particularly long holidays?
It's both. It's not only education, it's overall education and well-being. The school curriculum doesn't allow for other aspects of our children's well-being to be included into the curriculum because they're trying to cram in so much academia during this the very short school year and with all of the school holidays. And I think our children have had a huge increase in terms of stress, in terms of anxiety, in terms of eating disorders, and then the issue around getting our children moving. Children are only exposed to a very small number of physical activities in the school system, and that's because there isn't time to do so, or indeed the facilities. So it would be great to see the Department of Sport and the Department of Education to actually invest more in this and provide greater facilities and time for children to explore these.
Okay, parenting expert Laura Erskine, thanks for joining us.